news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
After a beautiful Christmas, rain is on the way for the second half of the week. We'll get more detail from Dr. Bill right now on Mobile Mornings. Hey, by the way, time to return things today. Let's get cracking.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will become mostly cloudy this afternoon. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas. And getting back to it here. There are a lot of people getting out to return things. I've got nothing to return. Didn't get any ties. Although I would say socks, but I love socks. Like, I have a sock, like good socks, like wool socks or some kind of weird, like, I like socks, but no ties or anything. I got nothing to return. How about y'all, returning anything?
I would never.
Oh, come on.
Not from the kids.
Well, no, not from the kids, but somebody else who doesn't have to know, like out of town family or something like that.
They'd send food. Who would return that? They know us well.
There you go. You can't return food.
Yeah, I don't have anything to return. Luckily, I'm in a perfect spot now where everyone wants to buy baby registry things for me. So they know what I want. They're buying it, and it's working out pretty perfectly.
It's odd, though. If y'all go look on the Dalton and his wife's baby registry thing, there's a 12-pack of craft beer.
he's going to need that for those long nights.
See, that's what I was thinking when I put it on the registry.
Sports package for the DirecTV. It's odd.
An iPad. Never can get the baby started too early.
It's all on there, right there on the baby registry. Hey, tell you what, hit us up on the text line. Do you have something you're returning today? What is the gift, the stranger's gift you've ever gotten that you've opened it up and done one of those, wow, I always did need a cornucopia. This is great. Oh, thank you. And then you quickly return it. What is your strangest gift you've ever received? Hit us up on the text line 343-0106.
Can we merge that question with another question?
Sure.
As to how late were you shopping Christmas Eve?
Because now, here's what I picture
Boulevard,
for Kelly.
The Airport Boulevard looked like a race car track. But it was a parking lot.
Right, no, it's a race car track when there's a full stop on the racetrack when there's been a big wreck and everybody's.
Yes. I have never seen that here. It was very interesting. I wanted to do play by play. I did.
Okay.
Because there was people out there were not smiling. They were on a mission. And I went to one store and one lady said, "It's as if they never knew that Christmas was coming or something."
Well, the problem is, too, right here by work, eastbound airports,
we are
at the intersection of Airport and 65. We're in the southwest quadrant of that intersection. So if we pull out to go east here, let alone if you're trying to go back and go west on airport.
Pretty difficult.
The traffic had been from about University to the past the malls, eastbound Airport Boulevard, has been berserk, and it is every year, but this year no different. But I'm picturing this where because of the two parts of this on the text line, the strangest gift you received maybe this year or ever, or what you're returning today, and number two, when did you finish your shopping? Because Kelly Finley coming in like this. Here's what I pictured when Kelly's coming in. I didn't know there's such a big lead in the Chariots of Fire theme. There we go. I picture in slow-mo. She's got the gift. She's going to the register.
Oh, yeah.
The crowds are over there clapping in slow motion.
Get it.
She's making her way to the front with her gift item. Everybody's cheering. Yay! Yay, she's got her Christmas shopping done.
And the whole stretch, girl. Well, one of my gifts, I have to tell you, I was very smart about. I called ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know I'm supposed to be doing news, but I have to share this with
you. This is news.
You can appreciate this. So the way we do it, we have the kids submit their lists, right?
Okay, that's right.
And so with that list, we divvy up what will come from their Michigan side of the house, as well as
Alabama.
Santa.
Right.
In Alabama.
Okay.
And so there was one, because our daughter is like an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted a mannequin head with the hair. so she could work on doing hair.
Okay.
And so I looked it up, and I called the local Sally's, and I said, do you have, and I had the picture of it, I had the barcode, UPC, you name it.
Of course you did.
And the lady said, we have one left. I said, save that for me. I'm on my way. And so she put it to the side for
me. And then we heard.
Yes. I was so excited.
Into the Sally's Beauty Shop.
Yes. And for those of our friends listening, and I know my ladies will appreciate this, when you spend so much there, it's like only like $20.
Right.
You get a free bag.
Nice.
Like a travel size bag.
So luggage.
So that's called two for one, baby.
It's luggage.
Yes. I was very impressed. I even sat down and had a conversation with the lady because I was done.
There it is.
That was
and
the
she
last.
Finished across the checker lot, across right through the tape, slow-mo, crowd cheering.
I'm gonna show you guys the picture when the child opened the box.
It was a beautiful
parents thing. For the win.
There you go. 612 FM Talk 106.5. Let us know about your Christmas over at the text line 343-0106. Right now, we'll check headlines with the champion. Kelly Finley.
I would like Rocky music the next time.
Okay, well, that's the buildup. The Rocky music is as you get ready to do your shopping. Chariots of Fire is as you finish.
I would just want to be part of the Dalton Orwig Club of being finished. That was my goal. He was my goal. You know what I'm saying?
And he was finished in October.
There's always next year.
Wait, and will you give us an update about the last gift you had to get?
Sure.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, let's get you to your headlines. News, of course. An escaped inmate is back behind bars. 47-year-old convicted murderer Jimmy Lee Hill. He escaped from a Montgomery work center on Saturday. Monday, he was recaptured. That's according to the Alabama law enforcement officials. Get this. Hill was wearing a prison white uniform when he escaped from the Red Eagle Work Center at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday, they caught up with him just before 8 p.m. in Enterprise, they being the U.S. Marshals and the DOC officials. He was convicted of murder in Jefferson County and sentenced to life in prison back on October 15th, 1993. Closer to home, two separate fatal accidents have claimed the lives of two people Monday night here in Mobile. Mobile police confirmed the first accident happened on US 90, very close to Rangeline. That's where two vehicles were involved in the crash. One person passed away as a result of their injuries. The second accident happening a bit later at 10:15. That's when a vehicle drove off Duval Street. There was an officer who was on that scene, and they did confirm to local media that one person died in that crash. At this hour, still no reasons as to how this crash happened, what led to the incident of this crash. But once we get that information, including the victims' names and ages, we will pass that along to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list? Gulf Coast Tools and Foley. With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich. The funeral has been set for a 15-year-old killed on Christmas Eve in Mobile. Ja'Cory Smith was shot and killed at his home at the Carondelet Apartments off Spring Hill Avenue. Visitation for the teenager will be on Friday from 1 to 6 at Heritage Funeral Home on Broad Street. His funeral will be Saturday. Two people are charged with murder in his death. Indian Nelson and Rory Smith are at Mobile Metro Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Hundreds of hot meals were served along the Gulf Coast for Christmas. The Salvation Army estimates they fed between 900 and 1,200 people at their Dauphin Street location in Mobile. Meals were also being served at the Salvation Army in Pensacola. Also serving up hot meals, the Waterfront Rescue Mission had Christmas luncheons at both their Mobile and Pensacola locations. The Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing. There was a drawing on Christmas, but no winner. The jackpot is now $348 million. The next drawing is Friday. I'm Katarina Luktich for WKRG News 5.
Employers, listen up. Do you need highly skilled workers for your business? Alabama's Department of Labor exists to be a voice of opportunity for job seekers and their future employers. That would be you. With 49 career centers throughout Alabama and more than 25,000 different job postings online, the Department of Labor helps place workers in multiple industries so if you're looking for quality candidates who are ready, willing, and able to help your company succeed, the Department of Labor can help. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Labor, Alabama Construction Recruitment Institute, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:16 here on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Started off in the NBA where Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points.
Nice.
And thank you. I've been working on that one for 4 years.
My
goodness. Finally paid off. I got to use him on a Christmas Day story. He had 30 points and 14 rebounds in his first NBA Christmas Day game. And Giannis's Milwaukee Bucks beat the New York Knicks 109-95 to start the day. After that, James Harden had 41 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds as the Houston Rockets beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 113-109. Kyrie Irving hit back-to-back three-pointers in overtime for 6 of his 40 points, and the Boston Celtics rallied to a 121-114 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. Irving forced overtime on a jump shot with 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and also pulled down 10 rebounds for the Celtics. Boston trailed by 5 with just over 3 minutes to play in the extra period before rallying behind Irving down the stretch. In Oakland, LeBron James strained his left groin and left the game in the third quarter, but the LA Lakers still routed the Golden State Warriors 127-101. And to wrap up the Christmas Day slate of games, Utah beat Portland 117-96. Some big news for a couple of playoff teams over the Christmas holiday. Alabama head coach Nick Saban announced Monday night that 3 players, including starting offensive guard Deontay Brown, have been suspended for Saturday's Orange Bowl game against number 4-ranked Oklahoma. Saban said that Brown, reserve tight end Kendrick James, and offensive lineman Elliott Baker did not make the trip to Miami, quote, due to a violation of team rules and policies. Brown has started 5 games and played in 12 of the Crimson Tide's 13 games this season. James has appeared in 5 games, while Baker has not seen any game action to this point. Saban did not indicate the duration of the suspensions or whether they might extend to the national championship game if Alabama wins. Starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa also talked with the media when Alabama arrived in Miami on Monday, and when asked about his ankle going into Saturday's game, Tua said that he will be ready.
Knowing that your injury, maybe less rollouts and things of that sort, or do you feel like you're going to have the full playbook at your disposal because of your recovery?
It's a full send. Yeah. It's a full send. We're running all the plays that we normally run. And if I wasn't able to run some of the plays, then I don't think I should be out there. So I think it's a full send.
So Tua is ready to go. That'll be Saturday night at 7 p.m.
Okay, come on. So I am the ultimate homer here, big fan. That's my alma mater, that's my team. But would you expect, if you're asking that question,
for him to be
to
truthful?
Say, he may be being completely truthful, but would you expect if he wasn't to say, no, tell you what, I'm going to be very limited rolling out left. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to throw this slot pass. I'm like, what do they expect Tua to say? Yeah, here's all my weaknesses. Let's line these up for Oklahoma.
Actually, I'm glad you asked. It hurts right now, and I wish this conference would end.
I mean, yeah, he wouldn't say that. I'm sorry, but I just got to throw a flag on that reporter's question.
We'll find out on Saturday night whether Tua truly is 100%. Bad news for the Clemson Tigers. Head coach Dabo Swinney announced Monday that 3 Clemson players failed an NCAA drug test. They found trace amounts of Ostarine in their samples. Now the 3 players, Dexter Lawrence, Zach Giella, and Braden Galloway, are in serious danger of missing the CFP semifinal in the Cotton Bowl Classic against Notre Dame on Saturday. Ostarine is a performance enhancer listed on the NCAA banned substance list. Swinney said that the players could be cleared after the results of a second B sample are returned on Wednesday. After speculation that Notre Dame Fighting Irish football redshirt senior quarterback Brandon Wimbush may transfer, he's reportedly reached a final decision. According to a report from Stadium's Brett McMurphy, Wimbush will leave Notre Dame as a graduate transfer after the team concludes the college football playoff. The senior began the 2018 season as the starting quarterback following 12 starts last year. But after the Fighting Irish won their first 3 games, Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly replaced Wimbush with junior quarterback Ian Book. And after 3 days off for Christmas, we have three bowl games scheduled for today. Beginning at 12:30, number 25-ranked Boise State and Boston College meet in Dallas for the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl. Boise currently favored by 2.5 points. At 4:15, it's the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit, Michigan between Minnesota and Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's favored to win by 5.5. And at 8 p.m. tonight from Phoenix, Arizona, the Cheez-It Bowl will be played between California and TCU. Cal is a one-point favorite. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Cheez-It Bowl. Okay, good.
The management and staff of Marine Rigging of Mobile reminds motorists that taking your eyes from the road, even for an instant, to text message a friend when driving can prove tragic in bumper-to-bumper driving, especially during the morning and evening hours of the holiday season. Avoid that rear-end collision by being aware of the traffic conditions ahead of you, not just the car directly ahead, but beyond. This from the management and staff of Marine Rigging of Mobile, whose hope is that your family be gathered in health and well-being, and that your holiday be bright with true meaning of the season.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will become mostly cloudy this afternoon. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
623 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas. And a lot of people out returning things today or finding batteries. If you didn't buy batteries, you didn't listen to Danny Litford tell you before Christmas, make sure to have extra batteries on hand for all the toys.
Between that and tape.
Tape.
You know what I mean? When you have all this great gift wrapping material, and then you say, what did I come in here? Okay, for the tape. But that's the tape is put all the way across the store sometimes.
It's to challenge you, to get you to go in front of other items you might have to buy
there
while you're there.
There you go.
Speaking of tape, and well, maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later, as I tried my best this year wrapping my wife's gift, tried my best, and she said, oh, which one of the kids wrapped that? You know, it's like, yeah, I still hadn't gotten any better. 6:24, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
That's kind of how you fool her, though, when she thinks it's from the kids, and then boom.
Yeah, but the kids do a better job. I have, it's one of the many weaknesses. Yeah. I cannot, even when I sit down, I'm sweating, and I'm got my holding my tongue between my teeth, going to do it right this year, right. And I can't. I'm like, oh, no,
and
I've
you
got
too much on one side.
More paper. I can't make it fold. Yeah. Oh, just tape it together.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I invested in the rolling system this year. Instead of trying to tape on all four sides, I put it inside the wrapping paper, and I rolled it.
pretty good idea.
And then I tape, yeah.
But then I get too much on the ends. Well, we'll discuss during
scissors.
The news break. Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
Thank you. All right, it's 6:25. Good morning to everyone on this day after Christmas, December the 26th. Scary scene here in Mobile on Christmas Day as a car is engulfed in flames and a child injured. The head-on crash involved a sedan and an SUV. It happened around 2 p.m. on Government Boulevard here in the Port City. The force of that crash is what caused the fire, which then damaged the sedan. Now, the unidentified child did suffer minor injuries. The child was taken to a local hospital and is expected to be A-OK. People inside of the vehicles, they were able to escape before it went up in flames. This is an update on a story that we've been telling you about as we're learning more information. This comes to us from the Associated Press from Montgomery, as Facebook has suspended 5 accounts, they say, for misleading tactics during last year's U.S. Senate race here in Alabama. Facebook has released a statement saying that they, quote, recently removed 5 accounts run by multiple individuals for engaging in coordinated, inauthentic behavior on Facebook around the Alabama special election. And they say there is an investigation that is ongoing. You see, the Washington Post and the New York Times have both reported that a social media researcher admitted to misleading online tactics during that hotly contested race between Doug Jones and Roy Moore. Remember that last year? Gosh, it's hard to believe that was a year ago. But they say the effort was modeled on alleged Russian attempts to bolster the candidacy of President Donald Trump in 2016. Senator Jones told reporters last week that his campaign did not know anything about the effort, but that he said he is, quote, as outraged as everyone else about these allegations. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And speaking of votes, I'm not sure if there are Russian trolls or bots active in this, but we're trying to keep it on the straight and narrow. The 2018 Alabamian of the Year voting. Now, here's the process. As they always talk about transparency, I'd say we're pretty transparent. Y'all did the nominations. You nominated the people, things, critters, groups, movements, whatever went in there. And Dalton set the brackets. I watched him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he did no
painstakingly.
Yes, no hanky panky there. He did it correctly. So he put those up, and y'all been voting in them. Right?
That's right. And now we've moved into the second round of voting. We finished the first round of voting yesterday where 4 more got in. Austin President P. Ryan moved into the second round. Smith Jr., of course, the high step and turkeys got the most votes. Clyde and Henrietta.
May I throw something in? Austin just turned 5 over the weekend.
Yes, he did. Happy birthday,
yes.
Austin.
Yes.
Maybe he'll win the Alabamian of the Year as a birthday present. And also the New York poop train that made its way to Florence, Alabama over the summer. That moved in. So now the second round of voting, you can vote in the first half of the second round bracket.
All right, do that on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, and we're coming right back.
For WKRG News 5, a Christmas Day shooting left 2 people injured in Mobile. It happened on Alba Street. Witnesses say it was a gunfight, and police found over a dozen shell casings on the ground. The 2 people who were injured were taken to University Hospital. No word on the extent of their injuries. 2 people charged with murder in the death of a 15-year-old in Mobile are in jail awaiting a bond hearing. Indian Nelson and Rory Smith are charged with murder. Police say they shot and killed Ja'Cory Lavelle Smith inside of his home at the Carondelet Apartments early Monday morning. Ja'Cory Smith's funeral is set for Saturday. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office in Northwest Florida helped rescue a litter of puppies thrown from a car Christmas morning. Fortunately, none of the puppies were hurt, and they all quickly found homes. The Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing. There was a drawing on Christmas, but no winner. That jackpot is now $348 million. The next drawing is Friday. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20- and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Today is the first full business day of the partial government shutdown that started Friday night. President Trump's Christmas Day message was that the closed parts of the government will remain that way until Democrats give him money to start building a border wall. Russian President Vladimir Putin today monitored another test of an advanced new Russian hypersonic missile system called Avangard. It carries nuclear and conventional warheads. The U.S. had previously threatened to pull out of the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty if this type of testing continued. Severe weather this morning is threatening parts of Texas and southern Oklahoma, and meteorologist Pedram Javaheri tells us gusty winds and heavy rain will spread from there into the nation's midsection.
Eventually, this system puts itself in place across portions of the central U.S., where not only do we have the ingredients here for some severe weather, as we have warm, moist air coming right off of the Gulf, but also seeing a concern here for some heavy snowfall across portions of the northern plains.
And travel may be difficult in those areas. Wall Street stock futures showing future gains this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Crude oil up 67 cents at $43.20 a barrel. Rebounding from recent steep losses as concern over the health of the global economy continues to overshadow the market. Analysts say $50 a barrel is a psychological support level, but market confidence needs to be restored by an equity market rebound or a bigger production cut from major oil exporters before oil prices stabilize. Four veteran Fed officials, most of whom have signaled support for more interest rate increases, will step into the limelight in 2019 as they become voters on the central bank's rate-setting committee. That status prompts greater scrutiny of their views because they will be taking an official and public stand by voting on monetary policy. The turnover comes at an uncertain time for the central bank, when officials generally expect to raise interest rates in 2019 but are unsure how fast or how far. On Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Get unbeatable deals at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year flooring sale. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just 99 cents per square foot. Get laminate floors up to 50% off, or waterproof flooring as low as 39 cents. Take an extra 25% off clearance at your local store. Lumber Liquidators can even install your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. The end-of-year flooring sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Celebrate the holidays with magic Christmas and lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home. With more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights, guaranteed to get you into the holiday spirit. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st. Close Christmas and New Year's days. Tickets at bellingrath.org.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I got to say that the weather for yesterday, pretty fantastic. I mean, for, I don't know what the high, end up being, but it was warm and sunny, nice where we were.
Yeah, 70 degrees. We started out at 43 in the morning and got up to 70 in the afternoon. It was a beautiful day, and some of that nice weather is going to continue into today. But after that, we've got a lot of rain headed our way. And that rain will be developing later tonight and off and on all the way through Friday, and even numerous showers over the weekend. What's happening is a big storm is now developing over New Mexico. It's going to track through the Great Plains and into the Midwest. And eventually, as it gets up into the Midwest, another storm system will form along the Gulf Coast. So all of that is going to bring us quite a bit of rain. Now, we're right now for the year, we're over 4 inches below normal. We've been below normal for many, many months. And we could wipe out that deficit very easily here over the next several days. But today, look for sunshine this morning. Then the clouds will increase this afternoon. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s. Now, tonight, cloudy with showers developing, especially after midnight. And the low tonight will be in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, numerous showers, temperatures around 70 degrees, and a gusty wind out of the southeast. Friday, numerous showers again. The temperatures will be in the low 70s. Now, for tomorrow and Friday, we also have a chance of a few thunderstorms, and there's the possibility that some of those could become severe. It's a slight chance, but it is a possibility. The other thing is that we will have periods of heavy rain for Thursday and Friday, and that could produce some flash flooding. So that's something to keep in mind. As we look ahead to the weekend, a weather front, a cold front will stall along the Gulf Coast, and that's going to keep showers in the area for Saturday in the mid-60s, and then showers again on Sunday with a high around 70 degrees. And if that's not enough, we have more rain on Monday with a high in the upper 60s. So as you can see, we have a very good chance of wiping out the deficit and might be ending the year with above normal rainfall.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, I'm disappointed having a few days off coming up trying to get outside and rain for the majority of them. You mentioned this timeline. Okay, so is it tonight or is it overnight? When does the rain start?
Most of the rain will be after midnight. We might see a few showers late this evening, but most of it is after midnight. We start to get into a rainy pattern. And then tomorrow, numerous showers. We could see a few thunderstorms. And it appears now that from the time that the rain begins after midnight tonight and into early Friday, in fact, most of Friday, include that in all of Friday, we could see anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain, and maybe even a little more than that. We got quite a bit of rain, and that's where there's that possibility of flash flooding.
And you also mentioned, and flooding is severe in its own right, but severe weather, would that just be straight-line winds and thunderstorms? Do you think anything tornadic?
Right now, it looks like straight-line winds. Most of this is going to be just simply shower activity, but there is the possibility of a few thunderstorms, and the potential for them producing strong gusty winds is there. But most of it is just simply a rain event.
All right, Dr. Bill, and also remind folks, if they're out today returning gifts or maybe buying some other ones, or they just happen to be out and about, if they want to pick up a copy of the absolutely free 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, where do they go?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the information that we just talked about now is in the almanac, and you can pick up almanacs at West Marine here in Mobile. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, they've been with us a long time, and Keith can get classic cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and Robert Moore Christmas Town out in West Mobile. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, you can pick up a copy or two of the Old Time Garden Supply in Fair Hope, as well as Billy Langford Allstate. Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, they have copies. And over in Robertsdale, the good folks at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company on Highway 59, they have copies. Or come by right here at 1065, and we have some copies for you.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll check in with Dalton for sports, and Kelly's got her headlines coming up.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
Are you ready to quit smoking but can't kick the habit? Research shows that smokers are successful at quitting when they have support. So contact the Alabama Tobacco Quit Line at quitnowalabama.com or by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Information, referrals, and coaching are confidential, and you may be eligible to receive up to an 8-week supply of free nicotine replacement patches. This message brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
Right, 640 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas. Sean Kelly Dalton, Dr. Bill. Of course, we'll talk to you on the text line and the phone line, 343-0106. So you were asking a question earlier about what time did the Sullivan kids get, I think we're doing this during the news break, opening gifts. I said late because they slept in.
Yeah.
They slept in. I was up and walking around and then laid back down and got back up and because we, by the nature of how early we get up, I mean, if I sleep till 7, which I love, 7, 7:30 on a weekend, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But the kids weren't up. But I know in the middle of the night, like 3 in the morning, it was 3 in the morning, I hear noise. Okay, I'm up. I get up and I hear noise. So I'm, gotta check if it's old St. Nick. And I walk in, and it's not old St. Nick, because I'm looking at the chimney, looking at the Christmas tree, and I hear noise. And I said, the children are upstairs, and they're up. They're up to something. I mean, no good. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I hear noise upstairs. Then I hear louder noise on the stairs going upstairs, the hardwood stairs. I said, oh, I'm about to bust them. Here I come slipping around the corner into the landing there on the stairs, and we have 3 dogs. 2 of them are little, and they're either outside or in their kennels at night. Mm. They were, because of being Christmas, they were free to roam the house, which is always. We had bought boxes, or Santa had brought boxes of Milk-Bone dog treats for the dogs that had been left on the floor for some reason.
Uh-oh.
And Cookie of the 2 little dogs, Cookie and Mr. Cuddles.
Right.
Cookie was dragging a box of Milk-Bones, trying to drag them upstairs to, like, take them to her lair to eat. I mean, this dog only weighs 6 or 7 pounds.
Or to get a child to open it for her.
Yes. And she's got it by the corner of it, trying to drag it up the stairs. So it's making an incredible racket in the house. And that's what... So that was going on. It was...
Late start.
So, about 10 o'clock, we got started opening gifts.
I'm surprised. Yeah, the Orwigs got started late, too. Like, I don't think we opened gifts until noon. On Christmas, and Santa was probably upset with us the night before because we played Trivial Pursuit for 6 hours.
How do you do 6 hours? I love the Trivial Pursuit, but how do you do 6 hours?
We just kept going, and I made everyone mad because I'm so competitive. So I
made beat on the table and make all the pieces go everywhere.
Basically, cleaned the whole table off. So we ended up going.
I got to ask you. So were you not getting the questions, or tactically not getting around to get the piece of pie? How did that?
It was both.
Okay.
Yeah, we were having trouble getting to the actual pieces of pie, and everyone was answering questions correctly until it came time to get the little pie pieces.
Right.
For the Trivial Pursuit. So Dad, one of the greatest comebacks ever. My dad comes back, wins Trivial Pursuit. We all hit the hay around 3:30 in the morning.
Holy cow! Wow.
And then we're opening presents. A mere 6 hours later.
You could have called me. You could have called me. I was up chasing a dog around the house. What time did y'all get started?
They got up about 5:30.
Well,
one child did, and I sent out, we're a texting family, so I said he or she who wakes up first must wake everyone else up. That way you're able to open your gifts together.
Right.
And so they opened their gifts, and then the oldest made breakfast for the family.
Wow.
And then... Yeah, we then took a nap.
well done. Yeah. All right, 6:43, time to check some headlines. Here's the well-rested Kelly Finley.
Well, don't put that phony news into my headline. I haven't rested more than 15 years.
Yep, that's true.
You know how that goes. Good morning, everyone. Want to tell you once again, sad to say, another fatal accident to report. This is a strange situation, as Mobile police are working to figure out the identity of a hit-and-run driver and whether or not it's the same person who dropped the victim off at the ER. Yeah, 23-year-old Rusty Fisher Jr. has been identified as the victim. He was left at Providence Hospital after being hit by a vehicle in the old Pascagoula Road area. Mobile police responded to the emergency room at 11 p.m. on Sunday. According to Mobile police, the incident is believed to have happened in the old Pascagoula Road area. Officers say after checking that area, they had not been able to locate a scene. So then they say the victim was dropped off at the hospital by an unknown person in a red Chevrolet GMC pickup. And then that person left the scene immediately. So if you have any information, you can remain anonymous by calling Crime Stoppers at 251-208-7211. Hard to believe that, yes, it's the day after Christmas, and already we're going to tell you how you can save money for next Christmas, because there are businesses open bright and early just for you. Target, gentlemen, opens at 7 a.m. this morning. They're ready to take back those returns, should you have any. Yeah, they say there's going to be a 50% off sale when it comes to stockings and lights and ornaments, clothing, shoes, toys, beauty items, all up to 50%. So if you are that planner, which is the opposite of we procrastinators, this may be the sale for you. They say they are having sales on home items, furniture, patio items, women's and children's denim, an Apple Watch Series 3. You can save $50 on that one. And they also have new ads that are out, and free gift cards are available for certain items. If you're having a baby, Dalton, you can get a free $20 gift card when you spend $100 or more on diapers. So just looking out for you. If you happen to be headed to the mall today or out just running errands, be careful, because it is the holidays. We don't want to have you as a headline. Be careful out there. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Admit it, when someone talks about working hard, it's you they're picturing, isn't it? Spending the time, sweating the details. All you need now is the equipment. And now's the best time to get down to your local Cat rental store and get your hands on not just the best equipment in the business, but one of the best deals in the business, too. That's because from now through the end of January, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months. Yep, an offer that works as hard as you do. And in addition to 0% for 60 months, you also get our free, standard, 2-year warranty on many of our compact equipment models. Hard to believe, even harder to pass up. So what are you waiting for? A wake-up call? Well, there you go. Head down to your Thompson Cat rental store or visit thompsoncat.com for details. But do it before January 31st. Thompson, just like you, we have what it takes.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich. The funeral has been set for a 15-year-old killed on Christmas Eve in Mobile. Ja'Cory Smith was shot and killed at his home at the Carondelet Apartments off Spring Hill Avenue. Visitation for the teenager will be on Friday from 1 to 6 at Heritage Funeral Home on Broad Street. His funeral will be Saturday. Two people are charged with murder in his death. Indian Nelson and Rory Smith are at Mobile Metro Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Hundreds of hot meals were served along the Gulf Coast for Christmas. The Salvation Army estimates they fed between 900 and 1,200 people at their Dauphin Street location in Mobile. Meals were also being served at the Salvation Army in Pensacola. Also serving up hot meals, the Waterfront Rescue Mission had Christmas luncheons at both their Mobile and Pensacola locations. The Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing. There was a drawing on Christmas, but no winner. The jackpot is now $348 million. The next drawing is Friday. I'm Katarina Luktich for WKRG News 5.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Bill Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Night, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We started off in the NBA, where Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and 14 rebounds in his first ever NBA Christmas Day game. Giannis' Milwaukee Bucks beat the New York Knicks 109-95 to start the day. After that, James Harden had 41 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds as the Houston Rockets beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 113-109. Then Kyrie Irving hit back-to-back three-pointers in overtime for 6 of his 40 points, and the Boston Celtics rallied to a 121-114 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. In Oakland, LeBron James strained his left groin and left the game in the third quarter, but the LA Lakers still routed the Golden State Warriors 127-101. And to wrap up the Christmas Day slate of games, Utah beat Portland 117-96. Some big news for a couple of playoff teams over the Christmas holiday. Alabama head coach Nick Saban announced Monday night that three players, including starting offensive guard Deontay Brown, have been suspended for Saturday's Orange Bowl game against number 4-ranked Oklahoma. Saban said that Brown, reserve tight end Kedrick James, and offensive lineman Elliott Baker did not make the trip to Miami due to a violation of team rules. Brown started 5 games and played in 12 of the Crimson Tide's 13 games this season. James has appeared in 5 games, while Baker has not seen any game action. Saban did not indicate the duration of the suspensions or whether they might extend to the national championship game if Alabama wins. Starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa also talked with the media after Alabama arrived in Miami on Monday. When asked about his ankle going into Saturday's game, Tua said that he will be ready.
Knowing that your injury may be less rollouts and things of that sort, or do you feel like you're going to have the full playbook at your disposal because of your recovery?
It's a full send. Yeah. It's a full send. We're running all the plays that we normally run. And if I wasn't able to run some of the plays, then I don't think I should be out there. So I think it's a full send.
That game is on Saturday night. Also game on Saturday, Clemson takes on Notre Dame. Clemson Tigers head coach Dabo Swinney announced Monday that 3 Clemson players failed an NCAA drug test when trace amounts of Ostarine were found in their samples. Now the 3 players, Dexter Lawrence, Zach Gyella, and Braden Galloway, are in serious danger of missing the college football playoff semifinal against Notre Dame. Ostarine is a performance enhancer listed on the NCAA banned substance list. After 3 days off for Christmas, we have 3 bowl games scheduled for today. Beginning at 12:30, number 25, Boise State and Boston College meet in Dallas for the ServPro First Responder Bowl. Boise currently favored by 2.5 points. At 4:15, it's the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit, Michigan, between Minnesota and Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech favored to win by 5.5. And at 8 p.m. tonight from Phoenix, the Cheez-It Bowl will be played between California and TCU. Cal is a 1-point favorite. 6:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile, the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will become mostly cloudy this afternoon. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:54, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this day after. Glad you're here. Now, Kelly Finley's got our headlines.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. It is 6:54. Good news in the world of Honda as new numbers are in, and the Honda Manufacturing of Alabama produced more than 356,000 vehicles and engines this year. And if you're keeping score, you know that good news continues to roll on in, as this is the very same year that Honda announced a new $85 million expansion expansion, adding nearly 400,000 square feet of logistics space. They also announced a $54.8 million expansion to improve weld operations at Line 2. This is an addition of more than 50,000 square feet, is expected to all be completed by 2021. And get this, the Passport was the fourth new model redesign completed at the Talladega plant over the last 4 years, which company officials say, and this is Sean's favorite word, company officials say it was unprecedented.
Of course it was.
For any Honda manufacturing facility in North America. Honda has invested roughly $2.6 billion in its Alabama operations, and more than 4,500 people work there as well. And the celebrations continue. Not sure if you know this, but today is the first day of Kwanzaa. If you head to Wikipedia, want to look up what this means, it says a Kwanzaa is a celebration held in the United States and in other nations of the African diaspora in the Americas and lasts a week. The celebration honors African heritage and African American culture and is observed from December 26th to January 1st, culminating in a feast and gift giving. Kwanzaa has seven core principles. Celebrations are unity, creativity, faith, giving gifts. So today's first day goes until January the 1st, and now you know. Happy Kwanzaa if that's what you celebrate. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:56. And yes, before you start asking the questions on when's trash, when's garbage, you know, with the off day yesterday, note from the city, there's no trash pickup yesterday. Because it was Christmas, y'all. Next scheduled trash pickup for folks that would have had their trash picked up, not garbage, but trash, will be January 8th. Okay? I want to point out that it's just a typo, but they put out the note here, January 8th, 2018. I'm gonna go 19 on that one.
I think so.
Also, there's no trash pickup on New Year's Day. Makeup date for that trash route will be January 6th, 2018. Well, actually, 2019, mm-hmm. I would say, once again. By the way, recycling locations open during the holidays every day except for Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Residents are encouraged to recycle leftover gift boxes. We're doing that in our house because my son and I will attempt to build the largest cardboard box fort ever.
Awesome.
Ever.
Yeah, so we're working on that.
Unprecedented.
We have, he asked for Christmas, he has three rolls of duct tape. Brand new, big, like the 1 pound rolls of duct tape.
What color?
It's the silver.
Okay.
It's the silver. We're getting ready to build a massive, massive fort. But if you're not doing something as creative as that, yeah, they're recycling gift boxes. By the way, Christmas card and other holiday recyclables. Locations near the Mobile Museum of Art in the parking lot and the city's Western Administrative Complex, which is right across from the Museum of Art. You can drop off there. Hours operations 7 to 6, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. All right, coming right back, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings.